Good evening, everyone there out in BBS land, BBS internet land. And good evening to everybody wherever you are, or good morning or good afternoon, whenever or wherever you listen to the call. This is an internet radio show, the Win Free Radio Show. We come on every Monday night, and the back episodes are in the archives of BBS. Win should be joining us in just a minute. He is in the process of rounding up the conference call people. As this is a simulcast, it's partly on telephone and partly on BBS, or you could even say wholly on the BBS and wholly on the conference line, but they're all patched in together. So individuals on the conference line check in, they say hello, and if anybody wants to check in on the conference line, the number is 712-432-1600, and the PIN number is 368-522-pound. Sometimes when asked questions, I never know what the topic's going to be. My name is Terry Brown, and I started to be a channel for a group called the Elohim, which then connected up with the Ra group. And so when we come through, we can get answers from both groups. It's probably mainly the Elohim, but then the Ra group also comes in. They're a lower frequency than the Elohim, and the Elohim and the Ra group got together to have a larger range of frequency that people could sense them better. So we're waiting now for Wynn.
Hi, Terry.
Wynn wrote, yes.
Guess
hello?
What? We're here.
All right.
What are all those strange noise? So thank you for introing. We're having trouble getting through on the phone line. And for some reason, it wasn't working. So we are doing a simulcast with the internet and BBS radio. Do we have some people on? Wait a second. I said that wrong. We're doing a conference line with a telephone line and BBS radio. And do we have some people on the conference line right now?
Everybody say hi.
Hello.
Yeah,
I knew, I knew somebody was there.
Hello. Hello, Wynn.
Hey. You know, the reason we do it this way, the reason we're on the radio, but we're also on a conference line, is, hey, everybody, that's people checking in. What, you want to say your name and your city?
Hi, Wynn. Julie in Ojai.
Hello, Julie.
Hi.
Are there any chickens in the background today?
Chickens?
There's.
They're outside.
Well, they're outside. Okay. You know,
the weather's lovely.
What's very cute is when the people check in on the phone call, we get to hear their animals, their roosters, their chickens, their cats. So far, yeah. We don't hear dogs too much. Occasionally a dog, but the reason we do it this way is because we are working. Most people, when they listen to a radio show, it's usually like entertainment. Hi, this is Winfrey, and we're bringing you this great guest tonight, and I'm so glad to that's entertainment, okay? And there's nothing wrong with that. But this is different because on this call, we're working with group energies. And there's a principle behind the whole call, which our sources call the Law of One. And most of you probably have heard of this idea one way or another. It's like we're all one. Or Jesus said, we do it to the smallest of these, you do it to me. There's a place. Yeah, thanks. Let me thank you for reminding me.
Please enter your PIN followed by pound. Please wait. This conference is being recorded.
Welcome, everybody. This is Monday, May 2nd, 2011, and I'll be just giving a little introduction to say that the basic foundation idea of all the work we're doing connects to what our sources, Terry was talking about them, these group souls, two group souls, they identify themselves as group souls, and I think they are. But I tell everyone, you know, you can hear our stories and make up your own mind. But their operating principle is what they call the law of one, which has to do with ideas that you've probably already been exposed to, i.e., we're all one. When two or more are gathered, as you do it to the smallest of these. So we have been learning as a group, and I've been learning just as long as everyone else, is how do you make that real? How do you experience oneness? Not just have it as an idea, but as an experience. Now, all of us have experienced oneness, perhaps not with the entire universe, but if we're lucky, we may have experienced it with our spouse, our children, our cats, our relatives, even a famous entertainer that you identify with, and you just feel connected with them, and you say, I understand them. So we all have experienced oneness. But when you start moving into the law of one, you up the ante, because now the oneness is, how shall we say it, goes into the realm of unconditional love. Because once you get into a larger experience of oneness, what would be a larger experience? Maybe if you go to church, you feel one, have a sense of oneness and belonging with all the members of your church. That's larger. Maybe you have a pride for your city. Your city has a community. That's moving into a kind of oneness. Maybe you have a pride for your country and nationalism. And that's oneness, but that's smaller levels of oneness. When you get into the law of one, it means that you're one with everything, everyone, even things that are negative. You start to look at it all, and you start to comprehend how it all works, how to be compassionate, how to let go of little grievances towards people, how to forgive yourself.
Entry and exit chimes are off. All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Just controlling our conference line now. And let's say at the very highest level of oneness, there are beings that are very large, energies, they're energy beings, and sometimes they take the role of God in this realm, and we are all part of them, but we usually don't feel that. We're lucky enough, most of us, if we can love our husband and our children. So we're going to call on everyone to make at least the image and vision, because things start with visualization, that you have greater degree of oneness possible than you've experienced. So our topic tonight is how to make things happen faster, how to increase the speed of things. So on an individual level, it's how do you expand into a greater awareness of this concept called oneness. How do you do that? And on a bigger level, how do we change the world? How do we, as individuals, change the planet? Because we need to do that right now. The planet's really screwing up. And it's screwing up probably because of the factions of people on the planet that do not experience what we're talking about, don't even experience that that's possible, and they have individual agendas for smaller groups that somehow come out to I win and you lose. And I win, you lose is not the law of one. I win and you win, and of course my name is Win, so now we have a win-win-win situation. How do we expand into that? Now, of course, this is free will, so if you don't have to do it, but that is going to be the point of our talk tonight. And we're going to have the chance to communicate with these sources. And, of course, if you haven't read my story, please do, because, you know, I'm not doing this because I woke up one day and said, I want to tell everybody about oneness. This all happened to me because many of the people on the line know the story in and out, so I'm not going to tell it, but my personal experience, I had this unusual situation where people around me, two people, started to communicate with a voice, an intelligence that identified itself as coming from this higher place. And I'm very skeptical, and I always tell people, you should be skeptical too. You shouldn't believe anything until you integrate it experientially. So when these voices started talking to me, and they identified themselves, I didn't believe they were who they said they were. I couldn't believe it. It was too casual. One of the voices said it was the Council of Elohim. And when I looked up the word Elohim, it said the Elohim were the creator gods of the physical universe. Now, I couldn't believe they're talking to me. I said, maybe it's somebody making it up, or maybe my girlfriend is crazy. But all these phenomena would happen. Like, people started getting healed. They started to make very accurate future predictions. And I suppose after about a year, I started to think maybe they are who they are, say they are. And after 2 or 3 years, I became certain of it. And then I had this idea, like, how do I do this? I think this is, a lot of people are going to find this valuable. I mean, if you're talking to a consciousness that created the universe, and you're given an open door to ask questions about anything you want, then I said to myself, well, I want to ask questions, not only things that I want to know, but what does everyone want to know? And we have hundreds of questions and answer sessions with them where they have explained things that I don't believe have ever been explained before. Well, one of the interesting things is I asked them, do you guys really like to be worshipped? And historically, the name Elohim is the name for God in the Old Testament. And, of course, both the Jewish people and the Mormons use that name for God. And I said, are you the same Elohim? And they said they were. And I said, why are you talking to me? I mean, at the time, my life was a total mess. I figured they should talk to somebody that had it together. And they said I was like a cosmic midwife. I didn't have ego about it, and that it was a really important connection. Well, over time, I started to see my own value in this, and my own talents, and my own abilities, and that I really don't have ego about it. I don't actually want to be celebrated. I don't want to be a big deal. But I do want to be of service, because it's very rare to be having these kinds of communications and this access if they are who they say they are. And it's even rarer to do it publicly like this, where anyone can listen in. And so the way that I have found is to tell you not to believe me, to tell you to kick my tires, read my story, and if it resonates, come back. If you think it might be true, come back and keep listening. And if it doesn't, it's fine. Go find something else that works for you. It is important right now to find something bigger than yourself, to find something that helps you learn how to live in this oneness. Not to believe in it, but how to live it in a reality. How to have compassion. And it's important, and again, because this is what my sources are saying, this is what these guys are saying, explaining there's going to be a division of souls, and that some souls are going to graduate this realm, and some are going to repeat. And how do you, if that's true, then there is kind of an urgency to make sure you know the criteria to graduate, if you like that idea, or if their explanation is correct, you're going to end up having thousands of lifetimes in a very difficult world, like this one, or perhaps even worse. So this is an important thing to explore and see how it resonates. And for those of you who have been followers of Jesus, it's not so different from what Jesus says. One will be taken, one will be left behind. The meek shall inherit the earth. It's not so different. It's just more detailed. It's more esoteric. It's not as simple as saying, how can I say it? At the time Jesus was here, the kinds of explanations we're talking about were way too sophisticated for the people. But now people are sophisticated. They want to know why they should believe something. They want to know, how do I know this is real? And otherwise, they're not going to go for it. So they put me in the situation here, having a background as being a physics major, having a background of being scientific. They put me in the position of explaining this to people, going by my experience, so you can decide if it's real or not. Now, I will tell you, we've been doing these calls for, a few years now, and they're getting better and better. I'm getting better. I mean, I'm getting more confident. I'm seeing how it's impacting people. I get emails from people that tell me they came on the calls and they got a job, or their life changed, or they reconciled with their wife, or their children who they haven't heard from suddenly called them, or their breast cancer went away. There's an energy on these calls. And if you can tap into that energy is energy, we could say it's the energy of oneness. We could say it's the energy of the quantum field. We could say it's the energy of these group souls coming into this realm. We could say all of those ways are ways of describing it. The bottom line is there's something on these calls to be experienced. And if you keep coming back to them, I would suggest at least come back for a couple of months. And if it's dead energy at that point, then it's not for you. Some people get it the first time. Some people get it the second time. I mean, there's people that call for 6 months and suddenly, wham, they email me and said, I got it. I felt it. I know what you're talking about. Because it's subtle. It's because it's oneness. It's part of you. It's not like something sits down next to you and says, boom, we're here. This is the Elohim. You feel it as part of yourself. It's an extension of you. And it's hard to put into words until you have the experience. It would be like telling a guy who is colorblind what colors are. Where do you start? All I can say is, in the time we've been doing this, many people have had the experience. And once you have it, you can't take it away. It's yours. You own it. It doesn't have to do with me. It's an expansion that you can hold for the rest of your life. So the question is, how do we do it faster? I know that people that want the experience want it faster. I know I want our group to get bigger faster. I know that there's millions of people out there that wish they knew this existed, but they don't. And the challenge is You know, there was a quote I sent out today from Margaret Mead. It's always been a small group of people. I'm not reading it directly. A small group of people with a high intention that causes great changes on the planet. And so I believe that's true. And we're a small group of people, and many of us on this line have high intentions. So we're going to have conversations about how we do that. We have, I don't know if Seth is on. Seth, are you listening?
Seth dropped me off, and so I called in on the conference line.
He cut you out?
Yeah. I'm not on VBS anymore.
Okay. Well, I hope I'm on VBS. I think I am.
I don't know.
Dropped you off when I came on in the beginning. Were you talking through Seth's line or on the conference line?
Yes, I was through Seth.
Oh well, good thinking. I'm glad you called the conference line, and you sound very clear. And hopefully, we're on the line, still on the air. I just wanted to know if we could go over a little bit because we started late. And thank you, everybody on VBS who hung in there, and it's good to know that sometimes we do start late, but we always start. We never miss it. So if you ever check in and we're not there, just hang in and you can listen to the music. So I'll tell you one little thing that I've learned. This is something that I learned it a little bit from Daphne. I learned it a little bit from all my conversations, and I learned it from just doing this and watching how it works. When you want to create something that doesn't exist already on the planet, of course, there's many ways to do that. You can build a house on a vacant lot and it didn't exist. Now it exists. And you call the contractors. But when you want to do something big, something that involves a change of consciousness, there's something different at work there. And it goes back to what Jesus said, when two or more are gathered, I am also present, or a small group of people can change the world. What happens is, if one person has a vision, the vision is only with that person. And one person cannot create a change on the planet with their vision. Two people holding the same vision becomes astronomically more powerful. And the reason for that is the way things work is they have to get established in other dimensions and then download back into this dimension. Now, that's probably a new concept for some of you. So think about it. It has to get established. Everything in this reality starts from outside this reality, particularly all of us. We all came in from other dimensions and took bodies. And the other dimensions are real. Every time we have a thought, every time we do anything, we are changing vibrations. And most people don't make permanent impact because they're changing vibrations and then they change right back again. In order to change something so that it sticks to the other dimensions, and some people call that the grids, there has to be enough people holding the energy all the time, or at least a percentage of the time, so the idea is always being held in the other dimensions, in which case, at a certain point, it gets picked up and spreads like wildfire. It would be, I sometimes say when the world was flat and everybody thought it was flat, the first guys that said it was round got in big trouble. Socrates got in big trouble. But then Plato wrote books, and everyone read the books. And as people started reading the books, it started to spread. Jesus got in big trouble. But then he had these disciples that were so impassioned that they kept holding the vision. And before you know it, we have billions of people aware of this one individual who made a huge impact on our planet. Now, that doesn't mean that impact now is all perfectly positive. It doesn't mean it hasn't gotten distorted and screwed up, because it has. But the original teachings are still there. I'm quoting them. When two or more are gathered, that's as true now as it was then. And many other things that Jesus said. I'm not a Bible person, and I don't believe everything the Bible says, but I do believe the things that I say that makes sense and that I resonate with. So here are a group of people here, and those of you who keep listening to these calls are helping to hold a vision. And so I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to call in the light.
I just talked to Seth, and he's calling Terry, and yes, we can go over time.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for checking on that. Okay, we can go over.
I'm back on. I'm on BBS.
Okay, good. So if we start channeling, then we'll go over till we make the point. Okay, super. So are you ready, Terry?
Yes.
All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, everyone on this call, and everyone who listens to this call. And right now, we see the energy starting from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the planets, through the outer energy fields of the Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And we invoke, for those that free willingly would choose to participate, a group energy amongst all of us present, going back to the oneness that we exist in at the same time that we exist as separate, individuated bodies on planet Earth. And we invite those sources to join with us, and we create a huge group energy of all of us and all of them. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. You can take a moment, shut your eyes, and you may feel an energy, you may feel a sense of peacefulness, you may feel a connection. And those are all indications that you are tapping into the oneness. So we invite our sources to greet us through Terry, and we'll ask some questions.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is May 2nd, 2011, and we are delighted to be with each and every one of you. We are not only on the BBS radio or on the conference line. We are through the ethers, and we are nonlinear, and we are connected with each and every one to the degree that the individual wishes to become connected. We can hear your questions. We can hear what you request of us. And we are here to give assistance and to bring love light into your realm so that you have a connection with home. Do you have questions?
Yes. I would say everyone that's listening to this call has something that they would like to transform, both personally and planetarily, something that they wished would change. And we want to discuss the operatives of how change occurs. And I have this idea that it starts out with a group of people, maybe one person, but it turns into a group who share a common vision that penetrates into other dimensions. And then it starts working on the collective. And before you know it, maybe hundreds of years, but over a certain period of time, there's not that much time now, we want to understand how this process works better so that we can all participate in creating the changes that we would like to see. So could you share anything about this process?
Yes. You had mentioned earlier on the call that getting something started is harder than to take something that already has momentum and doing something with it as something that is not in the realm is created by individuals. Oftentimes, it is not in the consensus reality. It is not in the computer program, so to speak. And to get it into the programming of the cells of the people, of the consciousness, of the surroundings can be incredibly hard as individuals are in a so-called program already for them to move into a new program can come up against the old program and create much resistance. So the hardest part of getting a change to happen is at the beginning of the change. There is a thing that one can do, and we send it out to you as a framework to help change occur faster. And that is, time can go at different speeds depending upon your frequency. If you can raise your frequency, then time can appear to speed by. But in the actual realm, the third dimension, time is slower. So if you take an hour within your realm and you operate at the speed and frequency of your realm, it is 1 hour. But if you move your frequency higher, you can set us as an example of a higher frequency. You can increase the amount of time within that hour. So although your clock will go around 1 hour, you will be able to get much more done. Things move faster at the higher frequency, and therefore you can accomplish more in a shorter amount of time. Also, in the higher frequency, you have momentum going. It's easier to get momentum going because things are moving faster. And so when you bring that package into your realm, the sphere around you that you mold with your creative mind, you can make it into a time where you can get more done and you can be more creative. That is one way to increase what you can get done. You can also,
maybe you should continue and then I'll ask questions, okay?
When you bring that increased rate of time into your sphere, you can not only do it for yourself, but you can do it for your activity, for your surroundings, and therefore you can accomplish a great deal in a shorter amount of time. Go ahead and ask your question.
First question is, because we have this shift that's happening, and this cycle end, to my understanding, there's more energy flooding the planet. Does that mean it would be theoretically easier to do it now than it would have been 100 years ago or 500 years ago?
That is correct. It is easier to do it now. Is there is more energy, more momentum of particles, and therefore easier to get momentum changed and to get momentum and change going in a different direction.
Thank you. Well, let me ask some ways that I've heard that people can change their frequency, because probably when we talk about changing our frequency, we also have to go above our own patterns. In other words, if we're going to like move to a higher frequency, we all have our own patterns that keep us in the lower frequency. And so the questions are, how do we raise our frequency? Now, I could ask this as an open-ended question first, and then I'll bring up some ways that I have read, heard, or even applied to myself that I've seen work and get your viewpoints on those ways. So how do we raise our frequency as an open-ended question?
You can raise your frequency. It is a feeling you can get if you read the book Questions and Answers with the Elohim. You can get a sense of the higher frequency. If you come into the calls, you can get a sense of the higher frequency. It is like being a radio dial and a radio moving with a different frequency as you change the dial. The whole matrix of the soul can move. And that is one thing that the tunnel of light that people can choose to go through after they die does. It changes the frequency of the individual to the higher frequency of heaven, so they can learn to, they can actually experience and manifest a change in frequency in the tunnel of light to bring them in a harmonizing frequency with heaven and even higher realms.
I know on our Sunday Gridio, it's probably our longest call, and yet I've noticed how the time seems to go faster and faster. And I would say it seems to me that more and more people on the call are holding a higher frequency, which then tends to pull someone that's new into that higher frequency. Whereas if you only have new people, everyone's sluggish, and it can take a long time, if at all, to get the energies moving. Is that an accurate way of looking at that?
Yes, this is our experience also. When we first started doing the call and we would come in, we would notice this huge discrepancy between our speed and the speed of the realm, the individuals in the realm, and Terry's speed. And when we have been on the call now for a while, there has become an ability within Terry and also many of the people on the line to move with the frequencies and also with your preamble to bring people to the higher frequencies. And so we do not experience such a discrepancy now between yourself and Terry and our group.
Mm-hmm. I think everyone has noticed, everyone on the planet notices there are certain events they participate in where time moves fast and other events where time moves slow. For example, if you go to a wonderful music concert and it has the right uplifted energy, you could spend 2 or 3 hours and it seems, where did that go? Whereas if you're sick or arguing or extremely unhappy or lonely, time moves much more slowly. In those circumstances, are people actually moving into other dimensions and other frequencies, other timelines?
Yes, they are. And the music strums the vibrations of the body and brings them to the frequencies, a different frequency than they have been at, and it gets the DNA moving, and the DNA can then connect more easily with the higher realms and take someone into a faster experience of time.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask some specific questions about raising frequency. Some people would say changing your diet can help raise your frequency. Can you comment on this?
Yes, that is very true, because matter can lodge in the body, and this matter then has a certain immobility and a lack of clarity, wherein resonances within the body cannot be carried out easily. And it weights the body down, which then the soul, the matrix, experience as a slowing down and a weighting down. A person who has not chosen a good diet may be tired and sluggish. A person who has chosen a good diet may have lots of energy and radiate out that other people can see and resonate with.
Now, I would say if you were going to say, what's a good diet? I don't think you could say one diet fits all, because, say, some people are vegetarian, some people seem to think they need to eat meat to ground them. Are there some general guidelines for diet across the board that everyone could benefit from?
Vegetables are very good. That individuals, were they to have a lot of vegetables in their diet, would then have a cleaner burning system, and they'd be ability to build cells that were more viable than, say, a more impure diet wherein one may be eating tainted food or meat that was not properly grown. Soda pop that then was laced with fake sugars that were poisonous in reality. Vitamins made from petroleum products, they do not make the cell resonance that live vitamins have. There are many good books on diet and the use of vegetables in diet.
I notice when I eat a lot of vegetables that I'm less constipated. Things move through my system better. And it seems to me that being constipated really makes one sluggish and slows your frequency down.
Yes, it makes one groggy and tired and not as connected with their surroundings.
Mm-hmm. Am I correct in saying you can't really give people one-size-fits-all on diet, like in terms of saying be a vegetarian or eat meat or eat fish or eat chicken? I mean, in general, is that something people have to come to terms with in their own chemistry, body chemistry?
Yes. Yes, they do. There are some general guidelines, like soda pop is not a good thing to drink in general. These fake sugars are not a good thing that can gradually act like a toxic substance to the body. To keep a clean body, to perhaps even spend one day every so often drinking water or having vegetable juice. Fresh vegetable juice is very good to help the body stay clean, to keep good hygiene, to take very good care of the teeth so that the teeth do not collect plaque and many diseases come about when the teeth are not taken care of or toxic materials are used to fill cavities in the teeth.
Thank you. So moving on from diet, let's look at the idea. Jesus said, when two or more are gathered, I am also present. Now, obviously, he didn't mean him, his body. His body doesn't become present, his physical body, when two or more are gathered. And I have the feeling that when two or more are gathered for a higher purpose, a spiritual purpose, there's automatically an increase in frequency. Could you explain a little how that works?
When two or more are together and are radiating to each other, it makes a bigger resonance between the two that can then intake higher frequencies more easily. As one radiates energy to the other, then it vibrates the cells of the other's body and matrix, and like strumming of an instrument, then it raises the whole energy to a higher frequency, assuming that the people are not in a big argument, which you could then say they really are not gathered together. They're in opposition and defiance, and there is a disconnection really between them. But when people are connected in harmony, it creates a radiance, and every soul needs this connection, then they can only get it from another. And when they are in greater harmony, the greater harmony that they are in, the more they can bring in the higher frequencies and the higher beings.
Now, how about personal intimacy? How does that connect with when two or more are gathered?
The same principles apply. If one is intimate with another, it depends upon their... When one is with another, it depends upon their level of feeling connected. If they are together but are possessive, if they are together but are not honoring the relationship with the other and are merely owning it or taking advantage, then it will be as a disconnection and the frequencies will not totally resonate with each other.
Thank you. How about, you know, when I think one of the biggest things that many people experience is loneliness, feeling kind of empty, and every day they get up and they go through their lives and they know there's something in them that can be fulfilled and it's not being fulfilled, and it seems like loneliness is one of those things that can keep a person from lifting into higher frequencies. How can a person deal with loneliness?
When one is lonely, then they have that program going right then. And so it propagates more loneliness. So if they would raise their creative level and have them walk their body out of the door, go to visit someone, go to an old folks' home, go talk to people, go to Starbucks, go and hang out where other people are, go to a dance. Even if they are in a city and they know no one, they can still go to a function, and then they can begin to talk to others and start to create relationships.
I know that there's this propensity when you're feeling that way that you think that no one's going to like you and you're going to be in imposition. And when I've had those experiences in my life, I've always found that when I walked out the door and did something, the feeling would go away, but there was a lot of resistance to just walking out the door because now people might judge me or judge or see my loneliness and judge that. So I know the power of walking out the door, and that gets the energies moving. And what happens is once you get the energy moving, you go home and you don't feel so lonely. You feel connected, even though you're still in the same alone circumstance. I also know for myself, as soon as I get involved in